to Triple Hero. It's Delectation Girl clear as they run to the 100 over Luramane Sunreal and Triple Hero. And Delectation Girl, never off the bridle, all the way. Delectation Girl over Sunreal and those back Luramane in third. And in
so Luramane just having a very easy barrier trials. We thank Chris Lees for joining us from those trials. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Just given a, I don't know, who was Nasher aboard, Nasher Willer?
Yeah, yes, she was.
It looked like Nash early on, and then I had to turn away. But given a very easy time by him this morning.
Yeah, he's done the early days, but I thought he trialled quite well, like he normally does. So he'll trial again in a couple of weeks' time and resume in the Missile Stakes.
So the Missile, the first of the features. You've told us a couple of times, Chris, look, he could be in the mix for the Everest. Who knows? There's five slots to go, but you've got him up early maybe to show, just remind people how good he can be.
Oh, yeah, but you know, I think he's immediate aim for a race like the Wink Stakes. Logical aim for him. And as you know now, with all the racing around, there's plenty of options for a horse like him. There's racing every Saturday, so just a matter of targeting the right races with him. I don't want to overtax him as he's getting a bit older and try and just prolong his career as long as we can.
He's rising seven. How is his body? Is he as good as what you'd expect?
Yeah, no, he's really well. He had a nice break, the longest break he's had for a while. We resisted the temptation to go to Brisbane this year and with a view of having him up early, and I think he's in for a nice preparation.
Okay, so we're looking at another trial and then into the Missile, which I think's around August 10 or something like that.
Yes.
Yep, okay. What about the obvious other one, well, the other two, is In Her Time?
Yeah, she's she had a gallop this morning on the course proper, her first serious gallop. Actually, Nash rode her in her workout. She's coming to hand very quickly, but she won't be seen for a while. She'll probably have one run, I'd suggest, into the Everest, which race that is, we're still yet to finalise.
Okay, and what about Graf?
He appears to be coming up really well, and he's probably a couple of weeks from a barrier trial, but going well.
Okay, they're the obvious ones for you from that point of view, isn't it, the Everest?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Nasra Willer, we had him on at the start of the show. He's coming back Thursday week. He's obviously up there doing and riding a few of yours. We know how good he can be.
Yeah, no, he looks pretty fit and ready to go. He's up here, one for Singo and a couple for all this bloodstock. So I've been a ride on Luramane, and no, he looks ready to go, Nash.
Yeah, he said his weight was just under 57. Mate, how's the stable? I mean, you've got a lot of horses, obviously, coming back, as we've mentioned this morning, but there are so many others. You're well placed for the spring at this early point?
Oh, look, there's some nice horses there, but it's a very competitive time of the year, so try and place them right. Hopefully we get amongst the better races.
Is there one that you're looking forward to getting back?
I'm really excited to see Graf back. I think you'll... he just went off the boil late in the preparation. He only had three runs, but I think he's matured somewhat, and I expect him to have a good preparation.
Okay, good news. All right, mate, I know you're busy at the trials. Just wanted to get an update, given Luramane just had a quiet one this morning. Thanks a lot, Chris.